Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. Let me do that in my Boston accent. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Better Together with Maria Menounos. When you know better, you get better.
How fun.
That's what we do here every day.
That's what we do.
Here. All right. Our quote of the day. Do you want it in a Boston accent or in a...
Boston.
My Maria. New Maria. Don't trust anyone who promises you a new life. Pickup artists, lifestyle gurus, pyramid scheme, face cream evangelists, Weight Watchers, coaches. These people make their living off your failures. Author Lindy West. You like that?
It was even, it read so much better in your accent. Scheming.
Schemes. Face cream evangelists. You got to do the aunt. The promise of easy money is but a wolf's trap laid out for sheep seeking taller grass.
That's right.
Author James John Pierre.
What do you think we're talking about today, you guys?
Guys, we're talking about pyramid schemes.
That's right.
Okay.
Scheming.
So I was inspired to chat with you, Heel Squad, about these little pyramid schemes that are going on out there. First of all, I didn't know what a pyramid scheme was until Kelsey told me, or an MLM, multi-level marketing scheme. So we were inspired to chat about it after we were encouraged to sell a product by somebody. Well-intended, I'm sure, but it was like, oh my God, you got to try this and you can make so much money selling it and blah, 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 blah. I was like, well, I don't sell anything I don't love. So let me buy it and try it. So I bought it and I tried it and I was like, I don't get it.
You're like, I'm good.
I was like, I don't get it. You know, it was like this like face thing and it took off your makeup and supposedly had all these things in it that takes it off like so much better than the Clarisonic, which by the way, back in the day, and if you look at my first book, I did have the Clarisonic and it was like a cool thing back then to really like scrub your face off. And I said to them, I go, what's the difference between the makeup eraser thing I love, which is like these little pads that just magically erase your makeup and then use a cleanser after. And these little makeup erasers are a couple dollars and they're reusable. And now this thing is like $250, but then you have to buy all these other things and you have to buy new heads every 6 months. Now you're on a subscription and they got you, right? No different than Apple, by the way. Changing
literally
the freaking plugs on phones every
and
2 seconds.
Phone cases. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, like, let's call it what it is. Yeah. It's just capitalism and marketing, you know, and all of that. But anyway, so I tried it because, as you guys know, I live with a high level of integrity and I will not do anything I really don't believe in. And I just, nothing felt right about it in my stomach. It just didn't feel right. And I was like, I mean, the figures people were throwing at me were crazy, like $60,000 a month and more and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I just, I don't want this anymore. I want to return it. It's just another product on my kitchen, on my bathroom counter. I don't feel like I had any kind of experience that was like breathtaking. In fact, my skin was dry after for the first time. And I was like, yeah, not into this. So then I try to return it. Oh my God. It says you cannot return this. Your money back guaranteed as long as it's not opened. And I was like, wait. How do I? Oh, it said if you're unsatisfied with the product, you can get your money back. Just don't open the package. And I go, wait. And you're responsible for paying for the shipping. And so then I was like, something's just not right about this. And just my spidey sense started kicking in. And it started, Kelsey was like, you know, I never really liked MLMs. And I'm like, what's an MLM? What's a pyramid scheme, right? And you'd think I'm a journalist, I would know about pyramid schemes, but I really don't. So that was not like an area I was focused in. So
I feel like you only know what it is if you tried to get, like,
if you got sucked in.
Exactly. I tried to get roped into one and I remember being like, oh, hell.
Oh, yeah. Because
no.
You're the ultimate consumer. You and Kevin would get sucked into these things.
But I did not. Everyone. So this was when I was back working at Nordstrom and our whole department was doing, it was actually kind of divided. It was funny. It was like half of the department was doing this whole scheme and it was like some powder that was supposed to change your life, right? Some like health powder.
Like an herbal life thing?
Something. Yeah. Like that. Like a little greens, whatever it is. But it was their certain thing. And it was like people would get you to go to meetings with them and they would get you all like hyped about it and how much money you could make and how much it would change your life. You could be your own boss. And I remember I told them I would go with them because I was like, I'm absolutely not doing this. But I was like, I'll go, whatever. And I went there and I was like, yeah, hell no. Y'all are crazy. But it was a huge divide in our department.
Excuse me. That was a hiccup.
That was a good hiccup. Thanks. But it was a huge divide in our department because half of us were like, you guys know this is a pyramid scheme, right? Like, this is crazy. And then the other half was like, no, we're changing people's lives and we're going to make money. Bah!
So did they make money?
I mean, probably. The people up top who are roping in everyone else below them make money.
Mm.
But...
interesting.
Yeah, it's gross. Not a fan.
It's interesting. So I remember being in my bathtub and I just had my iPad open and I start like searching the company and it was like, is this a scam? I wrote, is it a scam? And of course, like I find all these articles. Yes, it's a scam. And then I was like, okay. And then it was like, well, let me search their return policy. If I'm going to bring people to purchase something, hypothetically, I would want to know that they can return it easily, that there's, you know, no issues. Like I look through every end of things, as much as I can. And so, and it was just like all like talking out of both sides of the mouth. Like, yes, you can return it, but you can't return it. No, we don't accept returns. Yes, you can return it. Like, it was so crazy. So here's the thing. Pooja returned it. So Pooja also jumped in and had to deal with the crazy talking out of both sides of their mouths on the internet thing. And so she has sent it back. It was like $250, right? I think it was $250.
Oh, buying it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I bought the low end. So this person sent me a basket. They're like, here's everything you could buy. It was like $1,000 worth of stuff. I go, is this person high? I'm not buying all this shit. Yeah, it was a huge basket. And so I bought the cheapest thing I could, which was just the unit to try. And then, so we have attempted the return and we will see if they will take it back. But yeah, it's
crazy.
It's interesting. So then I looked up, articles and started learning about these pyramid schemes. And from what my little research, and I'd love to have somebody who's much more, educated.
Advanced in schemes.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Yeah, scam. Tell us. But it seems like people don't end up making money. They think they're going to. Some of the schemes, actually, I was reading about last night, will suck you in where you're paying for things to keep advancing, but then you never make money either. So they're scamming you and you're scamming others, which is crazy.
Crazy.
And so
they're like, oh, but if you buy this, you'll level up and then you can sell. Yeah, no.
There's
a whole documentary too we should watch and then do a part two on this. It's called Lula Rich. Mm-hmm. And it's about this. It was an MLM, I think LuLaRoe or something like that. There's some like weird ass leggings. Anyways, there's a whole documentary on it, you guys, and it's fascinating. So Maria, you would love it.
Yeah. So here's this one. One direct sales company marketed and sold almost exclusively through social media. And that these founders created the business to uplift their members and how firmly they believe in all women should feel valued, smart, empowered through their opportunities for personal growth and financial reward. But this one person in her 3 years as a person that worked for this company lost roughly 3,000 euros. And then every month was buying stock to retain her status in this company. So you had to buy stock to keep up. And though she initially made some sales at the hospital she worked at, she was let go from the company because she missed shifts. She was let go from the hospital because she missed shifts caused by stress. And then this is so crazy. they would email her and say, you're in danger of your account being suspended. You only need to spend so much to keep yourself active. So in these ones, you have to pay to keep active. So where is it where it discusses what an MLM is? Oh, here we go. The main distinction between MLMs and pyramid schemes is MLMs actually have a product. In pyramid schemes, you're just selling the opportunity to make money.
Whoa.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
They become pyramid schemes if there is a high cost of entry or if presenters build up inventory they can't sell. In theory, anyone can sign up for an MLM. The model appeals to people who have fewer opportunities. So the people who join MLMs apparently have disabilities or poor health or are unable to work full time. Those who sign up are taught to target new and single moms. I mean, listen, it's funny because I've seen people advertising this product that will remain unnamed, but they're advertising this product and I'm like, okay. And they like have to like hardcore go at it. So apparently you have to really sell a certain amount by a certain point, but then you got to start recruiting people and recruiting people and recruiting people. And I just like, I kind of like, yeah.
No, thank you. But it's crazy because it's actually really sad. And that's this LuLaRoe documentary too talked about how it's a lot of just kind of new moms who are kind of trying to find their place again in the workforce, right? They don't want to feel like they don't have anything. Mm-hmm. Or single moms who feel like they have to make money, and this is like seems like a quick, easy way to do it. Mm-hmm. And so that's like the main people they target. And it's like just so freaking sad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's wild.
It is appealing when someone says you can make $60,000 a month.
Of course it is.
Right? And you know, listen, people will do it anyway. And I think a lot of people convince themselves the product is amazing so they don't feel like a scum. but you know, for me, I'm like, I've built a reputation over my entire lifetime of having really high integrity levels. And I am not going to sell something to someone that I'm not using myself and that I don't love and that I don't believe in. I've said no to 7-figure deals that Kevin still laments about. And many, many. I've said no to supplement deals. I've said, do you know how many supplement deals? Because I was on all the Shape magazine, Self magazine, Women's Health covers, all the supplement companies that came at me. I'm like, I won't take these. Why would I go sell them? I won't even swallow one. Now, right now, I'm taking some for certain purposes.
So you weren't into the sugar bear hair?
What's that?
Maria, this is the Pooja's laughing. She got my joke. Thank you. This is the vitamin supplement that like literally every starting out influencer gets. It's like sugar bear hair. So everyone jokes about it. Like literally all of them are like sugar bear hair. It's like, okay, we get it. Thanks.
Yeah. I did do gummy bear vitamins at one point for myself. I didn't advertise them. I'm just saying I took them because I was like, oh, maybe this will get me to take supplements. And they were delicious.
Yeah, it works until you eat like 14 of them because they're so good. And you're like, damn.
Yeah.
Maybe I just should just eat something else.
Exactly. But I just like, I have this thing where I can't do it unless I really believe in it. And so, you know, my first book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, you'll see, I talk about everything I use and everything I do, but you see my actual real products. I was worried when we were taking pictures of them that they were too dirty or too broken or whatever, because they were the real deal. Later, people were like, oh, you can tell it's actually her stuff. Right. And so I went the opposite way. I never took a penny from anybody for putting anything in my book. Afterwards, I had the bright light bulb pop up and say, wait, I'm mentioning all these products. Maybe they'll help support the book. If I send them the excerpt, they can send it to their mailing list or they can social about it. It came from its authentic place. I genuinely believe in these things. And then they supported me back, but there was no exchange of any kind for it. And so I was like, I'm not going to throw away my entire reputation just to make money, because eventually you'll lose in the end. You never, ever win like that. You see like my integrity level behind the scenes. I'm like crazy about it. So I just kept texting Kelsey. I'm like, wait, oh gosh. Oh wait. Oh no. Oh hell no. This is insane.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, not happening. So let's see. We were encouraged to pick on stay-at-home moms, people who had lost a job, said a former MLM person. You're encouraged to find out what it was they really want in life and then use that to promise that whatever product would fulfill their want. She was also given a recruiting script that included phrases such as life-changing opportunity, control your own destiny, and earn in excess of whatever K a year. It's funny. They're just like predators. They literally are preying on your deepest desires. And whether that's you want to be, you know, an independent, successful woman, or you want to be able to provide, or, you know, the appeal is I want, you know, whatever that product can give me. It's like everything I hate.
I know.
Ugh, I hate the lies.
But what a cool thing to be like, that's why I wanted to talk about it and why you were like in it too. It's like, let's educate people, because I feel like so many people, I mean, you had no idea. Mm-hmm. You felt icky about it. You deep down knew, but you were like, MLM pyramid scheme. What's that? Like I said, I only knew because I'd heard about it and had friends who tried to rope me into it. So I think that a lot of people don't have any idea.
Yeah.
So it's like, we got to know about this.
Yeah. It's a real thing. So this one woman said there was a lot of emotional blackmail. This is an article I'm reading from. I would feel really guilty if I didn't attend the company meetings. She says her upline encouraged her to stay away from people who criticize the company, including her own family. They said, if you don't work on your mindset, your business will fail.
Oh my God.
She joined the company after splitting from her husband and says that this company provided a new world for her to inhabit. She was in multiple Facebook groups where women competed to sell products, shared advice and scripts. Oh, that was another thing, by the way. I got an email where it's like, welcome.
Oh, God.
And then it said, this is the mandatory training that you have to take.
Stop.
And I was like, yeah, no, not happening. I mean, I was just kind of at that point, I was just, you know, really looking through it all. Cause I was like, oh, this is such great fodder now. And it's going to be such a great like topic of conversation.
Mandatory training. Could you imagine?
I was like, I already dislike your product. Oh my already am not doing this. Abso-friggin-lutely not. Let's see. She was told to be a product of the product by purchasing it for her personal use. I put all of my passion, all of my time, all of my goodness. I totally gave up other things and I wasn't making any money. Guys, when it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues with MLMs is that you're told to target your friends and relatives. People are trying to monetize social relationships. So she lost friendships because she pestered people every 5 minutes to sign up for it. She was told if someone said no, she should write their name in a book called No for Now.
Oh my God.
Wow. And ask them again in a month. Because I was encouraged to pester people every 5 minutes to sign up, friendships disappeared.
Wow.
She felt trapped. They have you in this grip, this cultish grip. Cult is a word that every woman I speak to for this piece uses to refer to their time in an MLM. I was almost in a cult.
Crazy.
Man, I was so close. I've always wanted to be in a cult.
Well,
I'm kidding.
You can still go back.
Many sell mindset training sessions to their presenters. Never let anyone tell you that you won't succeed, reads a slide from a presentation she paid money to stream.
Oh, God.
The greatest comeback is to show them your success. What manipulations. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. Despite the social media scripts and many motivational sessions, this woman says she never received any financial training or advice from the company. This woman, who is the director general of Direct Selling Association, warns that people should beware of individuals making outlandish claims about direct selling being a chance to get rich quick. Anything that looks or sounds too good to be true probably is. She adds that direct sales is an effort-based business, and with anything in life, if it's valuable, you'll have to work at it to achieve success. Most people working in direct selling are good at what they do and find the extra few hundred pounds a month they make an extremely useful addition to their family's income. Excuse me. That is pyramid schemes and what it would be like to be trapped in one of these cults. I'm so glad that I'm smart and didn't get trapped in a cult. By the way, it's not just being smart. It's really having a good rudder inside of you. So Kelsey, you hear me every day as I'm constantly, guys, we give credit where credit is due. A lot of people take things I say and make it their own every day. I hear people say it. And I'm like, wait, that was my line. That's what I say. You gotta give credit to people You hear me anytime I say something Tony taught me. Tony taught me. Tony taught me. There is nothing wrong with giving credit. And I watch so many young people. All of you guys have such a hard time. Kevin taught me this too. He drilled it into my head. Why is it so hard for you to say, thank you. I learned so much from you. Thank you. You know, X and X person, you taught me this. It doesn't take anything away from you. And so you gotta have integrity in life. Integrity. I mean, maybe you don't want it. I just how I live. And that's what saves me from a pyramid scheme, right? There was something recently that that someone in was encouraging me to invest in. And I was like, whoa, yeah. Oh, wait. I'm like, this sounds way too good to be true. Maybe not a good idea. And so that kind of internal integrity line will usually protect you. It doesn't mean you're always going to make the right decision. You're going to make a mistake here or there, of course. But I think you have to have some line of integrity. And I know that it's something that I teach here on the regular. I really try at least. Reg. Right?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, like you said, it really does come back to, it felt icky. Mm-hmm. Like, listen to that feeling. It didn't feel right. It was, like you said, it's too good to be true. And usually we have to work for things a little bit harder than that. So I think that, like, it's that awareness that we always talk about here, right? If you have that awareness that, ooh, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
That's going to help you.
If your greed is leading you, then you got to check yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're, like, so excited about the kind of end result.
Right.
Start to look backtrack and think, what is this really going to mean?
Yeah, your greed, your ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I did an episode of Boss Babe, and Danielle, one of the co-founders, was like, I love your Shop My Favorites on your website.
Oh, wow.
She's like, I bought everything. She's like, but I literally was in your house looking at everything you had and saw that you're really using it. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to put things on there that I'm not using, that I don't love, that I'm not 1,000% behind. It's just not going to happen. So when I talk about my love of Dermalogica, it dates back to my book. When was my book out? 2005, 6?
We're Googling. I think it's 2000.
Pooja, weren't you doing the research? You were doing the research yesterday, weren't you? 2011? Really?
Mm-hmm.
When really? Did I do Dancing with the Stars? Was that? Wow. See, I'm horrible with dates. Yeah. I thought it was 2005 or 2006.
Yeah. 2011.
Okay. I've been using Dermalogica. Wow, I thought it was a lot longer than that. I wrote about it in 2011, but it was definitely earlier that I started using it. So, I mean, I think it's been probably at least 15 years
that I've used it. Since you've been using the products?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like, I remember, look up One Tree Hill. When did I do One Tree Hill? This is how I figure out times of my life. Because I remember my acne getting really crazy then. I was getting it in college, not as bad. But then after One Tree Hill, or during One Tree Hill, I got off the pill, and that's when, like, it went crazy.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Do I need to look it up?
2004 to 2005.
Okay. So that's when I started, I think, really using Dermalogica. So that would mean almost 2 decades, right? Wait, 21... How many? 21, 2004, 16 years, mm-hmm. Right?
That's the longest time.
So back to what I was going to say, I've been writing about it since then. I've been using it since then. I'm still using it now because I friggin' love it. So when I take people on their skin journeys, I'm like, hey, this worked for me. I just want to genuinely help people. Everything comes from being honest and having integrity. So might get caught my pants down someday, but it will only be because I actually really think it worked for me. So.
Yeah. There you go. And I feel like if that's the case, then really it's not you getting caught with your pants down because you still believed in it. And
well,
it worked
for
you.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm saying, like, there might be something I try someday that I love that we find out later was, like, horrible for you. Like,
right.
Remember, like, the eyelash product that wanted to have me indoors. And I was like, what if one day we find out
it blinds
that it blinds people? I can't say yes to this. First of all, I have good lashes. I'm never going to use it. So how am I going to tell people, oh my God, I love it, but I don't use it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. And they wanted to pay me seven figures.
Wow.
And I said, no.
I remember we got so many of those at Extra.
What do you mean?
The products. They would like, we had them on the show all the time. Mm-hmm. And then they went in and out real fast because they were hurting people's eyes.
They were?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's stuff about how it hurt. Hurt your sight.
It just didn't feel like it could be good in my gut. And so, yeah, Kevin wanted to murder me. He's like, you have too much integrity. We had an integrity fight.
An integrity fight.
Guys, seven figures? You try saying no to seven figures. I don't know many people that will.
Yeah.
They would convince themselves they love the product.
Mm-hmm.
They would totally. I have full email proof of all of what I say.
That's
none
crazy.
Of this is an exaggeration. Seven figures, and then a star that I love said yes after.
Interesting.
I said no. So, I 1000% live it very deeply. So, and you know what it was is like this person. Like I said, I hope it was good intentioned. I was open to new things, and we were talking about all these things, and it just kind of got slipped in. And so if you're moving too fast, things can just get in. So you got to slow down and really think about things in life. Like, you're going to take on new projects, people, really sit with it and be like, does this feel right? Does this make sense to me? Do I love this? Do I feel good when I use this? Do I feel good when I'm with this person? Like, all of that stuff. You got to ask yourself questions. And that's when you'll arrive to maybe some messages from the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll never forget that moment in the bathtub. I was like, wait, what? This is insane. No. With a big N-O. Yeah. So the moment will be to see... we have a tracking number on the package. Can we track it and see if it arrived at the facility?
Yes, we can. I can do that for you.
Yeah. Try it. I want to know now.
Oh, I have it written down that somewhere not on my laptop.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to give you guys an update. I'm sure everyone's so curious, but I want an update. Curious. I want to know if it arrived, and then you can call and confirm. And I want to see that credit back on my credit card. And yeah. But I'm definitely interested. I have a weird feeling I'm not going to get my money back.
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
It's a scam.
It's a scam. But it's also like some of their other products are remotely reputable. So I don't know. I'd be curious.
We'll see.
We will see and let you guys know.
Mm-hmm. So have either of you ever been invited into a cult?
Yeah.
Really?
Remember? I was just telling you my Nordstrom story.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
cult,
yeah.
Cult, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I literally went to a meeting. And then I was like, you guys are crazy. And I mean, there was a lot of girls I went to school with in college who...
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
There was, I forget the name of the company, but it's like a be your own boss, fitness, freaking like fitness advisor. And there was a lot of that. And I was like, no, ma'am, I will not be doing that.
Yeah.
And it's like people will like kind of lead the classes, lead like the fitness classes. for their like students, and then those students can then become teachers. And I'm like, did any of you actually have actual training? Like,
yeah.
I forget the name of that one, but that's very big in colleges. So it's like there's different target audiences, right? Like that's the college girls who, you know, need a good side hustle, or, you know, moving, athletic. It's like, yeah, hell yeah, I want to be my own boss and my own fitness instructor and whatever. And then you have the others who, well, it's crazy.
It's just hard because, you know, people work really hard for their money. And I really respect every ounce of work and energy and time that went into making mine.
Yeah.
That's why when I go to Vegas, I'm like, the max I could ever spend is $100. I'm like, F you, Vegas, you're not taking my money.
Right.
But I think that I value, I mean, I guess from watching my parents work as hard as they did, I value so much what they did to make money and how hard they had to work to make money. I would never want to sell my parents something and scam them. Right? Sell them something that could hurt them, sell them something they don't need, sell them something that isn't going to work. It really bothers me out there how much we're sold to and how inauthentically we're sold to and how shameless people can be about it too, where it's like, yes, this is amazing. And it's like, I'm going to laugh all the way to the bank with your money.
Mm-hmm.
That really like affects me.
Yeah.
So,
Pooja, does Gen Z believe in pyramid schemes?
Yeah, I don't think it's something that you really
do. You guys
don't believe
in pyramid schemes in your generation,
Kelsey.
I'm curious.
Wait, we're three generations in here,
right? That's what I'm asking. I want to see the
I'm Gen X, millennial adjacent. You're millennial, and Pooja's Gen Z, and then is Kevin a boomer?
No, I'm pulling Pooja's chair.
What is Kevin?
Kev's Gen X too.
He is.
He might be a boomer. I don't know. He always tells me he's not a boomer, though.
Okay, look up November 18th, 1966.
Okay, and then Pooja will tell us about her pyramid scheme.
Okay.
Scheming. She doesn't have a story. I'm just so curious. I'm like, I know that the fitness thing was popular in my geriatric millennial age.
Never heard of that one.
I wish I knew the name of it. Okay, Kevin, 1967.
Oh my God, my tongue, this is the first time I've ever felt pins and needles in my tongue. That's like so scary and creepy.
Oh, so he is on the border of Gen X and boomer.
Yeah, so, but is he a boomer?
Technically, he is a boomer.
Wait, what's the year?
67.
He's 66. And
internet just said he was 67.
No, Kevin was born in November 18th, 1966.
Oh, so he's Gen X.
And baby boomer is 67?
No, sorry. Baby boomer is 1946 to 1964. Gen X is 1965 to 1980.
Oh, so he's definitely Gen X.
He's Gen X.
He's full Gen X.
And I'm
Gen X.
A year and a half away from millennial.
Yeah, you're close to millennials. Mm. You would be, I consider
he's a little close to baby boomer too. So
he's close.
Yeah.
And Pooja's kind of like,
I'm like a cusper.
She's a cusper.
Yeah. They call like a few years in between, like millennial, like the end of millennial, beginning of Gen Z. Mm-hmm. They call us cuspers.
So then I'm a cusper like, and Kevin's a cusper.
Yeah. You guys are cuspers.
I'm a loyal millennial. I am smack dab millennial middle.
So I don't know if, I mean, I've never been exposed to pyramid schemes before this.
Well, maybe because you were in a whole different above that world. Like, I feel like
we were poor. I was a total target.
That's a good point. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really answer that.
Maybe
because you never like, I don't know. I was going to say honestly, had your sights on something else.
Like, honestly, I think it's hard to penetrate certain people. Yeah. So like there were certain people who were accused of me too, really bad people that I had a lot of interaction with, and they never did that to me. And maybe it was because I'm a journalist and they were scared. You know, I don't know. I'm grateful that I was never put in those positions like that. But I don't know. Maybe sometimes there's a thing that people won't approach you with.
Yeah.
But finally I got invited into a cult. Okay. Pooja, so you didn't have any of these scams?
No scams.
Scheme scams. No, I never really. I never heard what you're talking about until just now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
wait. Pooja's looking up.
So we're educating everyone.
Don't get caught in a pyramid scheme. What are some of our top scheming
Let's not name any companies, though.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. You guys can do your own homework. Yeah. You can do your own homework. I don't want to be mentioning people that I don't know for sure are schemes or scams. And, you know.
I think that's a very, very smart thing.
Interesting.
Again.
Wow.
Integrity saves you.
Truly.
Unless you know. If you know, you know. But then you better be ready to prove that in court.
That is also true.
So don't get caught in schemes or scams. Kevin loves the word scam. So for a really long time, we'd be like, hey, what's your scam today? Instead of like, what are you doing today? Yep. Did you get any of that in your time with us?
All the time. Oh, I say scam all the time. And now people are like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm like, what's the scam? They're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys said that to me like one of the first times. And I was like,
what? That's so funny. But we haven't used it in a while.
Okay.
I feel like Kev uses it literally every day still. What's your scam? What's the scam?
What's the scam?
What's the scam?
What's our scam today?
Mm-hmm.
Are we scamming?
Are we scamming? Always scamming.
Always scamming. It's just so bad. It's so bad. People's heads just kind of conk to the side and they get so confused the way we talk. We have so many like weird isms. Terminologies and isms and
oh my god.
Because Kevin's just freaking funny.
He is.
He just really is.
Like Kevin saying queen to every single person we take a meeting with.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Meanwhile, we I can't. All birthed from a joke.
Truly.
But now like we're like in so deep on the joke that we are the joke. Like we are part of the thing now.
Correct.
Everything that we didn't like we're like in it.
So funny.
Everywhere I go, I'm like, hey, queen.
Hey, queen. I know.
The like when he sent us voice messages and it's like, hey, queens, good morning. I'm like, oh, my God. I think it's great. I think it's really funny.
Oh, my God. It's better than sluts. That's sluts.
Yeah, that is true. Definitely better. Okay, here's my next Gen Z question. Do you guys call each other queens? Millennials call each other queens, like for real.
No, it's almost like ironically.
It's choogy.
Like you would say it. Ironically, like I probably wouldn't unironically.
That's what we're doing, but now I don't think anybody knows that it's ironic.
Right.
I think
maybe we stepped over that line, but that's okay. We know it.
So Pooj, you guys don't call each other queens or icons.
We'll say like icon, but like not again. It's
okay.
Not
please tell
really
me how you use it.
Like if you do something like, I don't know. That's like savage. You'd be like, wow, you're an icon or like something like that. But again, it wouldn't really be like, again, it's like kind of funny.
Is something savage something like bad or good?
Like badass. Like you something badass.
Oh, badass. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
You did something savage or you're so savage?
It can be used either way.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love learning the new lingo. I got to stay cool.
We should do a whole episode on new lingo.
Okay.
I learned something new the other day.
What?
Pooja, tell me if this is true. Gen Z is telling us that we can't use the crying, laughing emoji anymore. It transferred to like the dead, like the skull. And now it's a chair.
What?
I'm hearing. Are you unaware of this?
I'm unaware of this.
Because it's like sit down.
It must be. Yeah, they're using a chair now. Like the chair emoji.
I have to like get out. I have to figure this out.
Yeah, you have to. So I will do the skull and I'm like, no one I'm communicating with knows what the fuck I'm saying.
I do. We do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so funny. You have to know who you're doing it to.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really, really funny.
Yeah, who knew? That was something new I learned the other day.
Wow. Well, all right. Well,
learning something every day, you guys.
We are learning every day. And when we know better, we can get better. And when we get better, we can do better.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And that's what
right.
we're trying to do here. What did we learn today, ladies?
Say no to MLMs.
And?
Schemes.
And
always have integrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always have integrity.
Always have integrity.
Don't be afraid to give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's
and don't use the laughing emoji.
Don't use the laughing emoji. Don't use queen. Although we love using queen.
We love queen.
And don't forget to hit subscribe. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Better Together with Maria. And if you haven't joined us on Patreon, please let me tell you for a second how amazing Patreon is. It is the most amazing community. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on wonderful pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
The most amazing group of people with beautiful energy that you can be a part of. When I talk about making new friends, and feeling like you're a part of something and feeling like you're not alone, this is the place to get that feeling. We do monthly heal events with incredible practitioners. And sometimes it's not like a heal thing specifically, like it's a psychic who will end up healing us in some ways. But we have access to the best of the best, and we bring that access to you. At the $10 tier, you also get weekly bonus episodes and ad-free shows. So if you want this show free of ads, you can join us on Patreon for $10 a month and get the Heal events monthly and the bonus episodes. So,
and our next Heal event is the week of the 18th, and Yogini Jema is going to do a Yoga Nidra session with us.
Yeah. So if you haven't done Yoga Nidra, this is a really great time to join us. It's $10. It's not a huge commitment, but what you're going to get is going to be massive. And so Yoga Nidra has been game changing for me. If you've listened, it has really been game changing for Pooja. And I think you guys will really, really love it. It's going to be a beautiful, relaxing session that's going to just like not numb your body, but give you a feeling you've never felt in your body ever in life. It's unreal. And we will expose you to it in a way where it's simple and easy for you. And then hopefully it'll be something that you love and practice and have mind-blowing and life-changing experiences with like we are. So really excited about that. So join us on Patreon. You can click the link tree on my Instagram at Maria Menounos or on Better Together with Maria. Just click that little link in the bio and you'll find Join Patreon and just jump in on there. Hope to see you guys there. And in the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.